Blog Talk Radio.
Wondering when my time will come, but the last thing that I want to see is ungrateful for the little things, yeah. No matter what I do, seems like I'm not getting through. Can't say that I'm not hurt, even though I know every word you said to me. With all my heart, I want to believe, yeah. What do I do in the meantime? Do in the dream time, while I'm waiting, silent, be patient, trying to keep it all together. Yes, I believe you're up for something, cause I feel the answer coming. Until I see what I believe, let your love comfort me in the meantime.
Oh. Hello, welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, show host of Gossip Anointed Ministries Radio. And today I am joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries. And on today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called Sound the Alarm. And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and move forward with his teaching segment, Sound the Alarm. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours.
Man, praise God, and thank you. Good morning to each and every one of you that are joining us on the show this morning. We're certainly thankful for one more opportunity to be able to share just a word of God with those who are listening. And certainly we grateful that God continues to just speak unto his people, especially in these times in which we live when much is going on. But the Word of God remains the constant in our lives. Let's get on with the message. Sound the alarm, praise God. And it is, as it sounds, it is a clarion call to believers, praise God. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the Word of God. We want to read a few passages in your hearing. In the book of Joel, the Old Testament, Joel, one of the prophets, Joel chapter 2, and we want to read several verses in your hearing, starting at the 13th verse of the second chapter. And I want to begin reading it, first of all, in the Living Bible, and then we want to transition to the King James. Praise God. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, don't tear your clothing in your grief. Instead, tear your hearts. Return to the Lord your God, for he is a gracious and merciful. For he is gracious and merciful. He is not easily angered. He is filled with kindness and is eager not to punish you. Who knows? Perhaps even yet he will give you a reprieve, sending you a blessing instead of this terrible curse. Perhaps he will give you so much that you will be able to offer grain and wine to the Lord your God as before. And then moving on to verse 15, reading from the King James Version, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that give suck the breast. Praise God. Those that suck the breath, even the babies. He said, call everybody. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber. Let him come out of his chamber, the bridegroom, the newly married, and the bride come out of her closet. Let the priests, praise God, the ministers of the Lord, weep. between the porch and the altars, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Where is their God? Then will the Lord, verse 18, be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Praise God. And once again, verse 15 of the second chapter of Joel, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly. In other words, sound the alarm, Joel says. It's time to sound the alarm. The situation was that, and we've heard the story, the locusts, the cutting locusts, the swarming locusts, the hopping locusts, they all came in to destroy the crop, the corn, the grain that the people of Israel usually would offer up sacrifices unto the Lord, praise God, for their sin, sacrifices for to amend, for to atone for the things they had done before the Lord. Even their offerings, they would render unto the Lord, the free will offerings. And so these are the things that, the enemy, the locusts, they came in to destroy. The people had nothing in which to make sacrifice unto the Lord. And they had that, incidentally, become a reproach. In the land, and the people seen, those around them, the other nations, the other people that were in that area, seeing what was going on, and they had become a reproach among the people of that land. And because of sin, praise God, people had got into a situation where the Lord allowed these things to happen, praise God, but instead of continuously speaking of judgment, he turns, praise God, at a point. Instead of declaring continued judgment, he changed, praise God. And the prophet reminds the people now, he says, it's time to sound the alarm. It's time to call it in other words. It's time for us to have a change of heart, not just a change of mind, but a change of heart. He says in 13, don't tear your clothing in grief. Instead, tear your hearts. It was a practice, praise God. Deep remorse was often shown by tearing one's clothes. But God did not want an outward display of penitence without the inward penitence, praise God. So we must be sure that our attitude towards God is correct, not just our outward actions. Praise God. A tearing of the clothes was in the early times of Israel. They would do a tearing of the clothes to show deep remorse. But God just didn't want an outward action of the tearing of the clothes. He wanted a changing of the hearts. And he still wants that today, my sisters and brothers, not just for us to do things in our actions without having an inward change of the heart. We're reminded in Scripture, that the circumcision of the heart is what is truly looked for, in, especially in the times in which we live. Not just an outward tearing of the skin, which the circumcision was given to the people of Israel as a sign, praise God, of the covenant that they had with God. They were to circumcise their sons. Of course, after the eighth day, they were circumcised, and there was a covenant with the people of God, and he established that with the people of the children of Israel in order that they may show that they kept covenant with him. But it was more than just the outward cutting of the skin. It was an inward changing of the heart. We're reminded that today, that circumcision is, we must have a change of heart, praise God. It's important, right? Because just more than the outward actions, but it is the internal condition of our hearts. Joel, he reached a turning point in his message, moving from prophesying about an outpouring of God's judgment to prophesying about an outpouring of God's forgiveness and blessing. But this would come only if the people began to live as God wanted them to, praise God. It speaks of a very important message to us today, not just those believers then, but also today, as people to live as God wanted them to, giving up their sins. Where there is repentance, there is hope. Oh, praise God. I wish somebody is hearing me on this day. Where there is repentance, there is hope. There are some things, believers, that God is not pleased with concerning our lives. With everything we do and every mindset that we have is not in accordance with God's will and purpose for our lives. He reminds us in Isaiah 5 and 8, "For your thoughts are not my thoughts, said the Lord, neither are your ways my ways." In other words, to put it simply, he says, I'm not thinking about what you're thinking about, and the way I do things is not the way you would do them, and the way you do things is not the way I would do them. There is high as the heavens are above the earth. In other words, there is different as the distance between the heaven and the earth. In other words, we will never be thinking what God is thinking, and the way we do things is never the way God would do them, and vice versa. The way God does things is never the way you and I would do them. God is going east, and we're going west, praise God, and the two will never come together in terms of how we think and the things that we do, but there must be a coming together, a reasoning, praise God, of the minds and the heart, praise God. We must come in order that we may know what God requires and show ourselves faithful and putting forth the effort to please him. And that is taking the word of God and reading it, understanding it, and then applying. Three simple steps. Knowing what God's word says, understanding his word, and putting it into effect. And Joel said, it's a time for us to sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion. I wish there were some people out there who began to, in Christendom, to blow the trumpet in Zion. He says, calling together everybody, praise God. He says, call the people together. Call a solemn assembly. Sanctify a fast. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Make some noise. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that give suck, even the babies. Let the bridegroom, the newly married, let them come together. Let the bride come out of her closet and the bridegroom out of his chamber. Let the priests and the ministers begin to weep between the porches, and that is to make intercessions on behalf. I wish there were some men of God, people of God, those priests, those ministers, elders, would come together and begin to weep for the people of God, for the sins of the nation. Praise God, there's so much going on in our world. We seen the other day the mass killings and mass slaughters that continuously go on in our world, and we continue to seemingly look the other way. But there must be a sounding of the alarm. It's time for us to begin to say something and to begin to intercede. God told us to pray without ceasing, and he told us the effectually fervent prayers of the righteous will avail much. And we must begin to continue to do those things that God is calling for us. And he's calling for people who don't mind calling in, praise God. Call a huddle. There must be a huddling of minds and a huddling of families and a huddling, praise God, of congregations and a huddling of nations, praise God, to come together in order that we may sound the alarm. There must be a time in which we are tired of the things that are going on and we begin to fall on our faces and cry out unto the Lord God in repentance for the things that are going on in our families, in our nations. Praise God, and began to intercede and to ask forgiveness. That's really what Joel was saying unto the people of God. It's time for you, and he says, you don't go all together by doing this. If you'll call God to begin to turn his heart concerning you and not cause judgment, but rather a blessing. Glory to God. To cause a blessing, praise God. In sending instead, he says in 14, who knows? Chapter 2, verse 14, who knows? Perhaps even if he will give you a reprieve, sending you a blessing instead of this terrible curse. And the Bible reminds us that he'll turn, praise God. He says, and I will restore the years that the plumber worm, the caker worm, and the caterpillar have stolen. The locusts, praise God. And he calls to destroy at one point, but if you turn your hearts, I'll restore the years. But there must be a changing of circumcision of hearts, praise God. There must be a time of a call back to repentance, a revival, if you will. Praise God. To God be the glory. Let somebody most assuredly say it is time for us to sound the alarm. Praise God. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. And we are now down to commercial break. I'm Glenda Phil, show host, here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Phil. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Pray for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-0. Access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I'm in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, speaking on the Word of God that he's doing a teaching segment on called Sound the Alarm. Pastor Phil, in the chat room, we had a comment from Pastor Gail, and she said she's in Atlanta, Georgia. She said, hello, man and woman of God. Thank you for reminding the men and the women of God in this time and this season to sound the alarm. She said, how do we awaken our spiritual leadership so that they would actually be on the wall sounding the alarm? She wanted you to comment on that or to elaborate on it a little bit further. And she said, once again, thank you both for the mighty word of God that is coming through the man of God's mouth.
Amen, and praise God. And certainly we're grateful to God. Pastor Gail this morning joining us on the segment. And certainly they're the most significant thing that we can do in this season as people of faith is to simply to just live before them. And I know it sounds like cliche, but it really is true. Paul, in talking to Pastor Timothy, who was one of his proteges, he said to him, he says, Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be an example unto the believers in word, in deed, in faith, in love, in spirit, and in purity, which is holiness. In those areas, we must indeed be examples to people, even our leadership. We think that we're examples just unto the sheep, but we're examples one to another. Strength was found in numbers. When we come together as believers, we must begin to let iron sharpen iron, and that is the anointing or gifting that God has placed in each of us is to be an example and a benefit or an influence to others. And so that statement of iron sharpening iron is just let the anointing, the gifting that God has placed in you, be an example, to always let it shine. Somebody said once in Scripture, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works, but give the Father glory which is in heaven. We thought it meant just externally, but actually it also means to internally to be an example and an influence to others. There are not every leader, every pastor that's on point doing what he or she has been called to do, but by being an example to them, letting your light shine before them, we can spur or encourage them to do what is right. Sometimes we get sidetracked. Sometimes we get off point by allowing ourselves to fall victim to the things that are going on around us. But God called us to be something, Pastor Gail, and that is, he says, you have been called to be the light of the world, not unto our own families, our own little congregations, or the little environments in which we're in, but you are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. And he says, I've set you to be as a city on a hill, and you cannot be hid. So it doesn't matter what we do, and we must continue to be examples. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for listening on this morning. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Phil. So we're down to the last 4 minutes of the segment, and you have the opportunity to take the time to further encourage the people of God or to pray for the body of Christ as a whole. Because Minister Paula wanted to pray for the body of Christ, she stated in the chat room, because she said oftentimes people look at leadership and not look at the sheep themselves. And she said everybody has a part to fulfill when the alarm is to be sound. So she said for the sheep, the body of Christ, pray for them that they will step up to the plate.
Amen. Praise God, and praise, thank God to you, Minister Paula. Certainly, let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much, Lord, for bringing us together, that we're now beginning to become aware, Lord God, that we have an important role, an important responsibility, Lord God, and that is to be the salt and light, that is, ambassadors of Christ. We have been left in the world not to do our own thing, God, but to do your bidding in the earth. And so our prayer, God, is by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you are to guide us, as you said, God. You sealed us with him, you said, until the day of redemption. And his job it is to guide us in all things concerning that pertaineth unto godliness and all things that pertain unto life, God. That is to guide us spiritually and to guide us physically. And Father, may we look unto you, not just as leadership in the body, but every person, God, every gifting, oh God, you said every part supplying that it supplies unto the whole, that we may grow together unto that spiritual entity of building, God, that you call us to be. And we're praying, God, today, men and women of faith, those who have a care and a concern for the body, who don't like what we see is going on, God, who we're asking, we're pleading, we're falling on the altar on our faces today, asking you, God, to guide us, forgive us for what we've done, God, for making weak use of your resources, God, but begin now to repent and to cry out unto you, God, asking you to help us to fulfill the mandate that you're calling for in these last days, because we know that you're on your way back, and you come back, Father, for a church without spot, nor wrinkle. Now clean us up, God, and call us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. And may we continue to be all that you're calling for, and may you use us mightily in these last and evil days. And we thank you that you're going to do it. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree it, and we call it done. Amen, and thank God.
Let us know how you're enjoying listening to the Real Talk segment. You can log on to www.godsanointedministries.com. And also give us information regarding upcoming shows that you would like Pastor Phil to speak on, or teaching segments that you would like him to do, maybe an interesting topic that you're concerned about and you just want spiritual enlightenment on that. And you can also email Pastor Rupert Phil at GAM, which is GAME, at godsanointedministries.com, and give him any feedback regarding the segments that have gone forth, or even today's segment. As well as in this time and this season, you can render at the leading of the Holy Spirit your monetary donations on the website, his website, www.godsanointedministries.com for his various ministries, his upcoming television segments, as well as his radio broadcast segments. And once again, thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host.
Here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing, oh, to me. I am.